in the team. But the problem is, the young lads, they need more experience. They need to play more matches, and it's very important they are playing much like this tour match all over England. And I'm really happy to be here with other Bangladeshi fans, and it's absolutely fantastic for the young players to get good experience. It's a great opportunity for them. That's all I can say.
Give us a feel, Shahab, for conditions in Bangladesh. If you're playing cricket in Bangladesh, is it very dusty like in India? Is that kind of wickets?
Absolutely. It's very dusty and very humid, very hot. Sometimes it's very difficult for the youngsters to, you know, play for half an hour or 1 hour. Because, as you know, they're young lads and they find it very difficult to stay on for half an hour or 1 hour. So basically what they need, experience. They need to play more games like this tour match they're playing in England. They need to play the year in, year out. It's very important for the players. Like I said before, there is so much talent in the Bangladesh team. They need more experience.
Give us a feel for how popular cricket is in Bangladesh, Shahab. Does it bring in big crowds?
Crowds, oh, it's amazing. That support they get is unbelievable. I was in Bangladesh in 2005 when Australia was playing Bangladesh national team. I went to one of the matches in Fethullah in Narayanganj, and the stadium was packed. There wasn't a single seat available. The support they get is absolutely fantastic. I just wish, you know, they can win more games now and again just to keep the fans happy. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Even in Dhaka, when they're playing in Dhaka, 70,000, 80,000 people, you can buy tickets. It's so popular, it's unbelievable.
Since Bangladesh have become a full member nation of the cricket family, really, Shahab, they've had a few high spots, like beating Australia in Sophia Gardens, of course, yeah, a couple of years ago. But consistency has been a problem. What would it take to really change that and make them a consistent side?
Like I said before, they need to play more games. They need to play like they're playing now, playing in England. They need to and they need to be consistent, because, like I said, they're young lads. They need to play more games. They need to spend more time on the crease. What they're doing, as soon as they, you know, come on the crease, they're rushing, they're playing silly shots and getting out very easily, playing by stupid shots. They need to play, basically they need experience, that's all I would say.
And looking at the setup of Bangladesh cricket, is there a good domestic program? Is there a competitive league within Bangladesh to produce the best players for your national team?
Absolutely, you know, there is under-19 league, under 21 league. There's three different leagues, so basically there are players coming out every year, okay? And as you know, in Bangladesh cricket is very popular now. Everybody plays cricket in villages all over the country. Anywhere you go, you'll see the young lads playing on the paddy fields, playing on the streets. They're everywhere. It's so popular. There are new players coming out every year.
We've seen in the past countries like Sri Lanka and even going back to the West Indies have burst onto world cricket without necessarily the resources that you would expect it would take to become a successful world team. But those countries have gone on and been successful. Could you see Bangladesh becoming a superpower in world cricket in years to come?
That's a very difficult question. It's hard to say. But what I would say is maybe in... the players they have at the moment in the national side, if they can stick together for about, say, 5-6 years... If they don't make too many changes, it can be a very, very good team. You've got the likes of Mashrafi Murtaza, Shahadat Hussain, Mohammad Ashraful, Tamim Iqbal. There's so much time there. But what they need to do, they need to stick together, play for 4 or 5 years, and I'm sure there can be any side in the world. I'll tell you what, on a good day, if the lads can stay on the crease for about 10, 15 minutes, the likes of Ashraful, Tamim Iqbal, Mashrafi Murtaza, they can win any game. They can beat the likes of Australia, no problem. You know, like they've done it before in 2005 in Sophia Gardens in Cardiff. Everyone knows that. They've beaten South Africa in the World Cup. They've beaten India. They've beaten Pakistan. They've beaten all the top sides. What they need to do, they need more experience. They need to stick together, play 4 or 5 years together. Once they mature, when they experience, I'm sure there can be any side in the world.
Shahab Ali, many thanks for joining us.
Welcome. Thank you.